Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Behind the Sports Show, the show where we talk about everything happening in and around the world of sports, not just the scores, but the stories, the culture, and the moments that really matter. So whether you're a diehard fan or love a good story, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Y'all, it is Wednesday, August 20th, and that marks 15 days away from the NFL regular season. And there's one somewhat of a big deal when it comes to the NFL currently right now. I'm talking about the big three when it comes to holdouts. You have wide receiver Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders, that whole situation, obviously, kind of, for me, the big situation with Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys. And then you have Hendrickson and the Bengals, which is interesting because there's some rumors circulating around that the Raiders are interested in him. Obviously, when it comes to McLaurin and Micah, I do not think the Commanders and the Cowboys are going to trade them. Obviously, Jerry already came out and said Micah will not be traded. He is going to stay a Cowboy, at least I hope so. But when it comes to Hendrickson, this is interesting because the Raiders is a team that I think has a lot of upside this year. And if they pull off a trade with Hendrickson, that could add to their team immensely and really propel them into possibly a deep playoff push. So I don't know. We'll see. But it's also interesting because you have these three situations and, you know, I don't know which one is more or less valuable or which holdout is the bigger deal. Obviously, being in Dallas, the Micah thing is a big deal. I know there's a lot of controversy around that, but I'm looking at Terry McLaurin. I mean, if we're going to take away one of Jaden's really impactful weapons he had last season, obviously I know Jaden Daniels is going to do Jaden Daniels things, but without Scary Terry on that team, it's going to be scary. I'll put it that. Well, we've got an incredible lineup of guests today, so make sure you stay tuned. We're going to talk about lots of more sports action right here on BTS right after this.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back to Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. All right, we have up first for one of our guests. Met her via Instagram, and it's an amazing community when it comes to, you know, sports media and people within the industry, how you connect through social media, and it's a really beautiful thing. But I met this lovely young lady through Instagram, and I'm excited to welcome her on BTS. Payal Doshi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yes, excited. I am doing good myself. You know, I did a little deep dive, not only on your Instagram, but on your YouTube, and you've been around the sports industry for a minute. I mean, you had some YouTube videos, and I was like, dang, you know when you watch a YouTube video and you can tell it's just like an old video, kind of give you that nostalgia vibes when it comes to like how we recorded things. But I kind of had to laugh because it's just, it was admirable how far we've come when it comes to you know, visuals and things like that. But I know currently you have a podcast, Passion Projects with Payal. Talk to me about that podcast. I know you dabble in a little bit of sports, but it's more about entrepreneurs and business. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much. And yeah, it's really nostalgic to go down memory lane and look back at all my YouTube videos and where I've been and what I am doing now. So it all kind of comes together full circle. But yeah, Passion Projects with Payal is about talking to individuals from all walks of life who've been able to turn their dreams into reality and how they continue to stay motivated in their craft. And so I've had an opportunity to interview a couple of longtime broadcasters within the NBA and 500 reporters. For example, Abby Chen of the Boston Celtics was one of them. We talked about the journey of the Celtics and their championship run 2 years ago. And then I had an opportunity to talk to Kristen Ledlow, and she talked about her journey in the NBA following Inside Steph, the pivots that she's made from the NBA to motherhood to then now opening her own businesses. So it's just a bunch of very interesting stories that I hope resonate with individuals out there who are looking and searching for inspiration or are passionate and want to get a head start on how they can kind of go about fulfilling their passions.
Yeah, and I think when you say you know, you hope it resonates and you have these people and individuals on that that come from various backgrounds and kind of shift into other backgrounds. That's really, when it comes to an athlete, that's similar to those experiences. You know, you play in a sport for a long time and you're a professional athlete in the NFL or in any other sport, and then you kind of shift and you become an entrepreneur or you become a father or things like of that nature. So when you highlight those individual stories, it's really neat. And I do have to ask you, has there been somewhat of a common trend that you've seen when you've talked to individuals that are within the sports media industry?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like the common trend is kind of telling us to just go and do it, do the thing. So whether it is wanting to get a job in television broadcasting or radio broadcasting, you kind of just have to figure out what your niche is or how you want to go about creating that specific avenue to work in. So, for example, when I was growing up, I know no one was giving me the opportunity. I kind of had to go out and source that opportunity where YouTube stepped in. You know, it was me just talking to the camera, learning to edit. And so it's all about honing in on the craft that you want to do and mastering it and just figuring out ways and avenues in which to kind of promote yourself. And now it's become a little bit easier in the sense of social media having a big part of that role. For example, my upcoming third season of Passion Projects, I do interview Parker, who is the creative genius behind the broadcast, which has over 300,000 followers on Instagram. And he kind of just had an idea during COVID and turned it into reality. And he highlights people who aren't seen in front of the camera, but those who are behind the scenes, and talks to them about their journeys in sport and how they've been able to really hone in on their craft and make that their dream a reality too. And kind of educating those in the broadcast industry who want to learn more, or the casual fan who want to learn how a production is put on. So there's elements of those that really kind of pop up and highlight what the show's all about.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I feel like there's sort of a common theme with a lot of podcasts and shows out there, including mine, when it comes to this behind the scenes idea, right? Like, everybody wants the juicy gossip, or everybody wants the real humanized stories when it comes to sports, and not just the glitz and the glamour and the major headlines and the things that you see. Obviously, we can talk about it and report on it, but people are craving those stories that you often don't get to hear. So when there's a platform that highlights that, I think it's amazing. But I want to get into some real talk. You've mentioned a lot of people that you've interviewed, and season three, congratulations. That's so exciting. But give me some real tea. What's been probably one of the most like shocking revelations that you've heard when interviewing some of these people within the sports industry?
Oh, that's such a good question. You're gonna make me think for a second. I would say, you know, it's just interesting to, I guess, listen to and understand the relationships that they've been able to master. I mean, it's like, it's really putting in the work, and really, especially the women that I've interviewed, you know, it's just not going in and just being like, hey, can I have this interview? But like, you really have to build a rapport when it comes to speaking to the players or the coaches. And that comes with time and with just being around the team as much as they are too, and understanding their hustle, the grind that it takes for the player as well as the coaches, you know, to put on the show. So I would say that is another aspect of it. Maybe not as juicy as we think it is. I think it's just more the hard work that goes into making their dreams a reality.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I love that. And it's very real as well. Offline, we were talking a little bit about some of the sports teams that you're a big fan of. Do tell, like, where you kind of grew up and why those teams in that area are kind of some teams that you bandwagon with.
Yeah, so I grew up in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and growing up, my first love, I kid you not, was the Toronto Blue Jays. When they won back-to-back World Series, I was in. I was 7 at the time and probably dating myself, but it was such a fun time to be in the city. And then came the Toronto Raptors, and I knew that when they came into existence, I was going to follow this team from their inception. And that is exactly what I did. My parents thought I was crazy. I would, instead of writing homework in my agenda, write game summaries. And then that transitioned into doing something pertaining to the game. If I couldn't be great at it, I was going to be doing YouTube videos. And that got me an opportunity to cover the team as well. I was in Miami when they won their so far only championship, and that was one of the biggest moments of my life. And I partied really hard, but it was just like a part of me was just like, I feel like I was with them winning it. I'm like, I've invested my whole life into this, and so for them to see them raise the trophy, I was like, this is unreal. This is a moment for me. So
Yeah, I
yeah,
mean,
they
that's
are.
an unforgettable experience. For sure. Obviously, right now, the Blue Jays first in the American League East. Toronto Raptors, I am not so sure how we're going to do this season, but we might have to just ride the Blue Jays. But I want to thank you so much for joining us, Payal. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it too.
All right, more conversations that you want to hear coming up right after this. This is BTS. Stay tuned.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment
just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. You know, we talked about Payal's last podcast, you know, that was called Passion Projects. And my next guest, you know, you're going to hear in his voice, he has a lot of passion when it comes to a plethora of sports topics. I want to welcome in Joseph Mitchell. Joseph, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am doing good. Similarly to Payal, I met you via social media as well. Shout out to the Gram, a really great tool for us to use and connect with individuals like ourselves. But before we get into all the things we're going to talk about, I want to give you the floor. I want to give you the space to kind of introduce yourself. Give us what you do. Talk to me about your own kind of podcast and things like that.
Okay, so my name is Joseph Mitchell. That's what my mom named me. I go by Blocka Mitchell, and I am the host of the Fanatic Sports Podcast. So at our podcast, we call it the Fanatic Sports Podcast because we are fanatics, as in crazy, passionate, excited about our teams and about sports in general, and most importantly, get the opportunity to link and network with other awesome content creators and radio people just like yourself. And it's a blast to get the opportunity to do it. So, first of all, thank you so much for having us. And then a shout out to you for all the awesome things you're doing as well.
Well, I appreciate that. If you want to follow everyone I've had on my show, guys, make sure you go on Instagram. You can follow Payal's show, Passion Projects. You can follow Joseph. I think it's at Fanatics. What is it? At Fanatics.
At Fanatics Sports.
At Fanatic Sports, and then obviously you can find me at Behind the Sports Show, all on Instagram. Go give us a follow right now. Okay, I'm done with the plug. But okay, let's get into some sports talk, and I want to start at the WNBA. You know, this year, I will say, I have not paid attention to the WNBA a lot before this season, and, you know, I'm pretty fired up about a lot of these teams. Obviously, you know, the Dallas Wings, we got Paige Beckers. I've talked a lot about that situation on the show. We're not doing so hot, but, you know, we're trying. We're trying. What are your teams right now that you're looking at? Obviously, the New York Liberty and the Lynx, best two teams currently in the league. But what are teams that you're really – what are some of the teams that you're really eyeing right now?
So I will admit that I'm a homer and an Aces fan. Really like what Aja Wilson has been doing the past few games. She's been on a tear, a playoff tear, if you will. So really loving what they're finally kind of turning the page. They had some new additions in the offseason that we've been waiting for, you know, to see the dividends of the experience that they have. But then, like you mentioned, the Lynx, the Liberty, those are probably the big three teams that you just kind of expect to be there. But the fun of this league is that there's so many big new faces that are making waves in different places. And that's kind of the beauty of what's going on in the WNBA right now, from, you know, a rookie like Paige Beckers to a second-year star. Can she do it again? And Caitlin Clark, and it's been kind of hard with her injuries. Can Angel Reese take a big step forward? Things like that have been really, really cool to see, and the coverage has been awesome. And you know, hopefully the financial portion that they keep talking about will eventually add up to what we're seeing with stars. But for someone like myself, who I would consider a casual fan, I think it's a big step forward to say that people like us are starting to open our eyes and ears to what's happening with the league.
Yeah, and before, you know, we continue our conversation, I have to mention this, because you mentioned Asia Wilson being on a tear. In her last game, homegirl scored 32 points, 12 rebounds, yeah, and 4 assists. I mean, that is those are amazing numbers. Aces end up winning that game over the Dream, 74-72. But talking about a big step forward for the WNBA, I mean, they have taken a big leap forward when it comes to a lot of things, and the coverage and the kind of the spark really behind the league. And I've talked a lot about this, right, on the show before, but there's a long way to go. What do you think is the right way moving forward to really get this league and these players to a point where they actually feel like they are a part of the bigger picture, right?
Well, so the interesting thing for me, you know, going back to the All-Star weekend, the shirts that they wore, Pay Us What You Owe Us. And I think that's interesting for what it means. And I hate the tone-deaf people who are obviously looking to make it seem like it's a dumb statement when it's not. That's been just interesting in itself. But, you know, to see the steps forward, you know, from the marketing and the broadcasting and the aesthetics of what the game is supposed to look like has been wonderful to see. And obviously, you know, more steps in that direction. And then I believe that's what will lead to the advertising dollars, which leads to the bigger paydays for all the players in the league. One thing I'm going to give you a hot take. My co-host would call it an angry hot take. But one of the things I think that's interesting is you look into the expansion of the league, and it feels like the league is ignoring some really important portions of the league, or of their history, I guess I should say. The Houston Comets, in particular, they've won the most championships in the league. It's almost a shame or a crime, it should be, that team is not in existence currently. And while I there's a myriad of reasons why that may be the case, but the fact that the league is not putting forth the effort, making more to make sure that the team with the most rings still exists, at least for the time being. So, I mean, could you imagine if the Boston Celtics weren't an NBA team? It's mind-numbing. And I believe that speaks to the bigger issue, and that's why I bring up the T-shirts from the All-Star weekend, is because there has, for far too long, 25 years in this league, I think 25, 26 years in this league, for there to be so many poor decisions, especially when it was for so long tied to the men's league, the NBA, for them to not have taken the WNBA kind of by the hand and kind of say, hey, here's what we learned in our 50 years prior to your arrival. Now at 75 years, here's what we know. Here's how we can make sure that you're making the money that you're asking for. So, as you said, long way to go. I'm very excited about the expansion, but I almost kind of agree with what Sophie Cunningham, the basis of what she was saying. She got in a lot of big trouble, and I'm fine to get in trouble with it. That's more eyes on my shelf. But we're looking into expanding into some teams and some markets, which they need to have. Right, it's important, but it feels like they're leaving some other more important markets behind, and that's why I bring up the Comets. But they're making big steps, but there's a lot more, as you said, a lot more to go. I think that's the best way to describe it.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned the Comets, because I believe it was at All-Star Weekend when players were asked, like, during this kind of like expansion hype news, when they kind of broke it, they were asked, like, what other teams would you like to see in what cities? And I think almost every single one of the players said a team in Houston and bringing back that iconic team. And it's really interesting to me, because you brought up a point that I believe to be true when it comes to WNBA, when they're ignoring a lot of things. Now, do I think WNBA players are ever going to be paid the same as NBA players and some of these other male-dominated athletes in sports? No. However, I do think when the league finds a way to kind of figure out a way forward before adding on three more teams and you can barely play, pay the players on the teams that you do have, you know, it's kind of like they're biting off a little bit more than they can chew. And that's another conversation in itself. But I mean, when it comes to WNBA, like, we are making strides and there is some positivity moving forward. And it's interesting you bring up Sophie Cunningham, because obviously we just found out, you know, she will now miss the remainder of the 2025 WNBA season, which is a huge blow to the Fever. So that's a shame, but it was a headline, and I got to give it to a lot of people know who she is. A lot of people know how big of a blow that is for the Fever. So, you know, like I said, you know, we're moving in positive directions, but for the league, it's going to be interesting. Before we finish up with our WNBA talk, I want to get your opinions on some way too early finals action. What are we thinking currently?
So the fun thing about the playoff seeding in the WNBA is that it's not divided west and east, right? So by that regard, which it hurt me to my core last year when I saw the Aces having to meet the Liberty in the conference championship, because we struggled against the Liberty all season long. They really went out last offseason and made a lot of moves that obviously were championship moves to start beating the Aces. I know that they had spoken at length, in nauseam almost, about how much it hurt to lose to the Aces in the finals, no less. So I was not excited about that. And I fear that we're in that same boat again, where, especially after kind of the Aces have a slow start. I think if they can continue to play this hot, and that's a big if, but if they can continue to play this hot, they're going to be right there in a conference championship.
You know, but I would probably have to agree with you on that. But hold that thought, because we have to go to commercial break, but we're going to talk about more WNBA action and possibly some college football right after this break with Joseph. Stay tuned.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Passion is the name of the game right here. Welcome back to BTS Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Continuing our conversation around the WNBA with Joseph Mitchell. Right before we cut to commercial break, we were talking about some way too early predictions for the finals and some playoff action out of the W. Let's pick up right where we left off. Before we, you know, went to commercial, we were talking about the Aces and kind of their possible upside. What do we expect out of them in the playoffs this year?
A run to the conference championship is almost guaranteed. I think just the when you look at the power structure of the league, really good teams, but there's really only three, like, I feel like, contenders. Now, I mean, we were shocked a little bit by what Minnesota was able to accomplish last year. But all in all, when you look at the dominance between the Liberty and the Lynx last year, it's kind of, I could see a rematch. I could see a place where that rematch happens, and especially with kind of the slow start, and, you know, if the bottom falls out again for the Aces, I don't really see any teams that could beat those two and work their way into a conference championship or into a championship.
Yeah, I probably might be right there with you. I think the Lynx, they're just kind of an undeniable force. And then obviously you could say the same about the New York Liberty. So we shall see. Hyped for that. Let's switch gears and talk some college football, shall we? I know that you know, you're a big Arkansas fan. We talked about a little bit about that offline. Arkansas is interesting. I mean, they have it done too hot, but I mean, I don't know.
So I'll tell you about Arkansas, and I'm a realistic fanatic, if you will. I expect, and realistic, I mean, most of my friends and fan comrades would say that 7 or 8 games may be more than they would expect. I think we'll be bowl eligible. I feel real confident about bowl eligible. We'll beat some teams we're not supposed to beat, and then we'll blow some leads we're not supposed to blow. and that's been the ebb and flow of the Razorbacks for the last probably 5 or 10 years now. You know, even going past Pittman, is that, you know, there's we get up for teams we're supposed to beat, and you know, that we're not supposed to beat, and then there's some teams where it's like, hey, you know, you've got a great lead, let's hang on, and we just blow it. So, you know, from an Arkansas standpoint, I expect this to be really effective. However, you can go look at the research. Bobby Petrino as a play caller, and look at the quarterbacks that in their second year underneath him. It's impressive some of the work he's done. Probably the highlight is Lamar Jackson's Heisman season. I don't know that Taylen Green is Heisman ready, but I believe that his grasp of the offense and his ability to run as a willing runner, which Petrino loves a willing runner, will make him super effective. And there's an opportunity for offensively for us to be really good. I'm not super sure what's going to happen defensively, especially in the defensive backfield. I think we might be paper mache. But look, you know, you win 37-34, I'll call that good.
Yeah, I mean, here's a fun fact for you. Arkansas will host Notre Dame September 27th. Yep. This will be the first meeting ever between these two teams. And I don't know, this matchup is interesting to me. I am booking my ticket. I will be there because, I mean, this is the...
Fairfield?
I might have to. I'm going to have to pull up for the Fighting Irish. I'm going to pull up for the Razorbacks. I mean, this is an interesting game to me. I mean, first ever meeting, obviously Notre Dame. I think they're looking to put a little bit of a stamp in their record this season. So I know they're going to come out and play. But, they're playing in Razorback territory. So that game, I'm really excited to see. September 27th at 11 a.m. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
So I'm super excited about this matchup. Obviously, after last year's loss, embarrassing loss to Northern Illinois, Notre Dame is obviously always susceptible. And, I mean, any given Saturday, that sort of thing is the cliche they say there. But I think looking at that game, it's in Fayetteville. We beat number 4 Tennessee last year in Fayetteville, and you would expect it's going to be an electric atmosphere. I'm very sure of that. I'm sorry I wouldn't be able to meet you up there to take you around town. It's gonna, especially if they win, it's gonna be crazy town. That's a steep hill to climb. Notre Dame, they're full of talent. They retool every year. They got a great coach. This is certainly not a cupcake. But going into that game, Arkansas could build some momentum with what most people believe will be 3 or 4-0. Not top talent, or highly ranked opponents, but I believe enough to hone your offense and get it into a well-oiled machine. And you would expect that Notre Dame also be undefeated. I think they play 3 games prior to arriving in Fayetteville, so I think you're looking at a 3-0, 4-0 matchup that could have some it could have some weight.
So the preseason AP Top 25 College Football was released. I did a video about this on my Instagram, my last plug. Go follow at Behind the Sports Show on Instagram. But I want to get your opinions on the top 5. So you have Texas at 1, followed by Penn State, Ohio State, Clemson, and Georgia at number 5. Do you think this is the correct order?
You know what? So before we get into yay or nay, I got to shout out my man, Big Mark. We've said it for years. It's the preseason polls. I know there's a lot of marketing and advertising behind it, but it's almost worthless. But this year, it's pretty cool to well, it's not just because the number 1 team in the country is, that team.
Can't even say it. You can say it. It's okay.
Can I? Down there. They're number 1. I think they hit that one on the nose. I believe that's maybe the most complete team going into the season. Everyone else, there's the other four teams are good. I think that, if things hold true, there's a lot of obstacles that we will go through before we get to the end of the season, but That's the most complete team. They bring back maybe the hottest prospect, the most dynamic prospect for sure, and maybe the biggest name in college football in maybe 20 years. It would make sense to put them in that number 1 spot. I feel like right now, a Clemson and a Penn State and Ohio State, the defending champs, are right where they should be. But with so many questionable, not necessarily questionable, but just, you question new faces in those spots. It's hard not to, want to say, want to ask those questions. And so because of those questions, you can't put them number 1. but having said that, there's so many big matchups early in the season that, and again, that's kind of why it's like, at least we're getting good matchups, marquee matchups very early that are going to separate the wheat from the cream. But I like the 5 that we go with right now.
I like the 5 that are currently up there. Clemson, I selfishly don't want them to do too good because I need SMU to sneak in the top 10 if possible. But we'll see. That conference is going to be interesting to watch with Clemson, SMU, and then you have Miami in there as well. It's interesting, though, when it comes to college football rivalries. I mean, there's geographical rivalries. There is just typical, head-to-head matchups between teams that are East and West Coast rivalries. In your opinion, what is the biggest college football rivalry?
Okay, so I have to say when I think about college football rivalries, there's about three that really touch me, and I'll give you an honorable mention. So I love USC and Notre Dame. And you talk about, that's not geographical. These two teams just really hate each other from across the country, and it's beautiful. just so you know, I'm a cheerleader for foolishness, and some of this rivalry football that we've seen has been just that. Last year's rivalry week was chef's kiss. I mean, I like Chippy. I'm never for violence necessarily, but I mean, you know, it's a violent game, and so, you know, I can live with it. You know, speaking of Ohio State, Michigan, another of my favorites.
And I'm
a big fan of OU and the team down there in Austin that's apparently currently ranked number one. Love to see that Red River rivalry. It is a blast to watch because, you know, especially in that particular – in the Red River rivalry, we're talking about a lot of players that probably are from the same area. There's a lot of anger and hate and chips on shoulders. Oh, it's beautiful. If I could give you my honorable mention, a shout-out to my alma mater, Ouachita Baptist University in Arkadelphia, they have their rivalry is with the school, Henderson State, which literally is across the street. Like, I mean, there's a fountain on one side, and then there is a ravine that crosses the school, and on the other side is the better team, the Ouachita Tigers. And so that is the Battle of the Ravine. It actually is the oldest rivalry in college football. And as they will play, I believe their 220th meeting. They've been at it for a while. They've been at it for a long time in a lot of different aspects. And there's a good level of down-home hatred down in Southwest Arkansas. And actually this year, if I'm not mistaken, both Henderson and Ouachita are into a higher ranking, and there's expected to be good talent on both sides of the ravine. So, big shout out to the Battle of the Ravine.
Well, you learn something new every day. I've never even heard of that, but you know, we'll got to talk about the Battle of the Iron Skillet. You know, SMU and TCU. When you talk about teams being across the street, I mean, we're essentially in the same metroplex. You know, it's a little bit of drive from Dallas to Fort Worth, but very, very similar teams, and similarly to the Red River rivalry, SMU and TCU, a lot of these players probably played together in high school, and then you have them playing against each other in a college football setting. So that I am looking forward to this season. Obviously, Texas and the State Fair of Texas, Red River rivalry, that is something I'm always looking forward to. As we wrap up the show, I want to finish on some Heisman talk, because we talked a little bit offline about, you know, the Heisman Award should be awarded to the best player, not just the best QB or the best offensive player at that time. And, you know, I share the same sentiment, because I feel like, and obviously there's a lot more things that go into it. There's politics and there's people, fan favorites, whatever, whatever. But as of recently, and maybe last year I kind of give my exception, but as of recently, the award, it's shifting a little bit, if that's probably the right word to use. What are your opinions on the Heisman, and who are you watching for this year?
Well, as we talked about off air, I definitely feel like if we're going to call it the most outstanding player, then we should factor in all players. Now, I won't go too far as some folks and say that the offensive tackles like myself should be in the mix. But, I mean, like, there's a lot of really great pass rushers. There's a lot of really great linebackers, D-backs, people who really affect the game. I think about, you know, on the offensive side, some of the running backs like Nick Singleton. You know, there's, you know, obviously Nussmeier is another option. But it's so often it just focuses on the offensive player instead of looking at the defensive players, like maybe a Caleb Downs.
I would have to agree with that. But, you know, I also feel like, you know, the O-line, they kind of need some love too. So that's another interesting thing. Well, we are out of time. Joe, I want to thank you so much for hopping on the show. It was an absolute pleasure.
Well, thank you again for having me.
All right. We wrap up the show right after this. Make sure you follow Fanatics Sports Podcast on Instagram. Stay tuned.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, I'm going to give you a list of college football bowl games and other games that only two teams have played in. It was a bowl collision bowl game, the Alliance bowl game, BCS bowl game, NY6 bowl game, four-team CFP game, and a 12-team CFP game. There's only two teams, and we've mentioned these teams previously in the last segment, and those two teams are Texas and Notre Dame. That I thought that was really interesting. I mean, you know, Notre Dame being independent and, you know, Texas, hook 'em. Go Texas. I'm excited for the Longhorns this season. I mean, talked about it a lot already, but Arch Manning, he is a little bit of football royalty, I will say. You know, he is going to show out, I'm hoping, this season and possibly be on that Heisman finalist list. I don't know. We'll have to see if he makes it. I think if he does well, it's kind of inevitable that he makes it. But obviously, if he doesn't perform well, then yeah. Well, that is going to do it for us today on BTS. It's been a awesome ride. Huge thanks again to our guests for pulling back the curtain and sharing those stories you definitely will not find in a box score. Be sure to tune in next week for yet another exciting episode with even more incredible guests and insights from the world of sports. And don't forget, follow on Instagram at Behind the Sports Show. You can also stream this podcast on all streaming platforms and visit us on TikTok. We'll be right back here next Wednesday, same time, same place for another episode. A big thank you to Paula and Joe for joining us today. I'm Giovanna Scroggins. This has been Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Keep supporting, keep celebrating, and keep being curious about what happens behind the sport.